First pitch tonight, 8:08, to let the stress and anxiety begin. And good old number 20 is with us, Bobby Dernier. Bob, good morning to you. Based on your experience, is there more pressure on the Cubs or Milwaukee now?
Well, you know, we talked briefly through email, but I think we got them right where we want them. It's easy to say when you're up 2-0, you know, you got the decided advantage, but that toughest win is always that final win, as we know. And you know, I just like the kind of the general attitude of the club right now. We're in a spot where, yeah, you got to beat Peralta, but we knew that going in. So, you know, whether you beat him in game one or you beat him in game four, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we got to win tonight, and that cornered dog can be very dangerous, as you guys know.
Bobby, when you're watching the playoff games today, I mean, what are your thoughts about how managers are managing games with pulling pitchers really early? I mean, I know it's an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation for the Cubs because it's win or stay home, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and of course, every game's got its own lifetime. And today, you know, tonight, rather, is different than yesterday. You know, we had that sun issue early on both sides. I mean, Michael had a tough time seeing the ball off the bat. I know how that goes. I stood in right field playing with Philadelphia early in my career, and that sun, even in right center for the center fielder, can be difficult. Although Frelick made a hell of a play in that right field corner early, that was really a great play. But then Michael steps up in the bottom of the first, and he makes this leadoff home run in the postseason look like kind of part of his daily activity.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, tonight's, you know, all that's not in play. You know, it's a night game at Wrigley, you know, every inning's important, but one thing the Cubs have done as a habit, and really Milwaukee has too, is getting that early, you know, that early boost from the top of the lineup and putting runs up early. So, you know, we really need to put up a zero in the top and, you know, and then continue that at the top of our lineup. So, you know, I'm a little biased. I like that, you know, that 1-2-3 guy in the order is critical.
Right.
Is there any way to explain to fans just the difference between regular season baseball, playoff baseball, and now with your backs against the wall?
Yeah, you know, you wake up, you know, I can tell you, it's every game as you move along in a postseason becomes more and more like, you know, it's just another day, although it is highly critical. But you've got a little bit of a better idea how they're approaching you as a hitter. And how you're going to pitch to them. So, you know, every day is an adjustment, as you guys have heard for years. You know, the game is a daily adjustment, a pitch-to-pitch adjustment. So tonight, you know, I'm just really, I mean, I think it is. It's critical for the top of the order. I really love what Horner's doing. Nico's such a solid, you know, he's just a line drive machine. And his whole approach, I'm hoping it's leaking off on PCA a little bit. He had a hell of an at-bat in the first and came up there, I think, with the idea, I just need to hit a line drive somewhere. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's who he is. And when he kind of really gains full control of that as a young player, we see him coming. And he's gone through the necessary dip that we all go through. And now, you know, I think, you know, he's so excitable. Just keeping him calm and in the game yesterday was critical.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Pete Crow Armstrong a little bit. He kept his helmet tossing streak alive yesterday. if PCA was a teammate of yours, and as you say, he came through with the big hit yesterday, what would you tell him, or would you say anything about the emotional displays that we're watching from him on the field?
Well, I'm sure Craig would agree too. You know, you never want to take the fire out of a guy. It's easier to bring a guy down a little bit than it is to raise him up. And so PCA is such an excitable young player personally. You know, he's just self-excitable. And once he learns to kind of temper that and kind of exercise his right to privacy a little bit there, You know, he's going to be better off, and he will. It's just that's a natural maturity thing. But you don't want to take that fire out of him. He's there to play and there to beat you. And you know, I wouldn't want to take that fire out of his belly.
You were a stolen base threat, and if Armstrong takes a few more pitches, doesn't swing at some of those balls out of the strike zone, he's going to get on base, and that's what you want, right? You want him on, whether it's a hit or a walk, get him on so he can steal second, right?
Yeah, and I think he's built, you know, ultimately, you know, and granted right now, he's not quite there, but I really see him and Horner, you know, at the top. I mean, you got the two best runners on your team at the top. You know, of course, Horner's more of a line drive type hitter. PCA's got that power in him, but that certainly doesn't hurt a leadoff guy in today's world. And I wasn't that by any means, but the style of the game today, I think he's built for that top of the order ultimately. And then you got guys like, you know, I mean, Bush is there now, but, you know, Bush, Tucker, Suzuki, and on down through the rest of the gut, you know, we've got a lot of guys that can hit three-run homers. And PCA, although he can, there's nothing wrong with, you know, Ricky Henderson was pretty good. He could kind of do both.
Yeah.
But PCA's, you know, he's built to be able to do both, but not expected, you know, for all intents and purposes, you want him to be a line drive type hitter who can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but really kind of hone in on the idea, hey, I need to put the ball in play more, work the counts a little better, and not swing at so many bad pitches.
Bob Dernier from your 1984 Chicago Cubs leading off. Great to hear your thoughts on the Cubs, Bobby. And, oh, before you go, I've been in a three-year slump in softball. I haven't been able to hit for power or pull the ball since, I think, 2021 or 2022. Any advice for me? I don't know if you ever played. This is 16-inch softball.
Yeah, well, Rhino, you know, went through that, so you can look at it like that. you know, he worked heavily on driving the ball to the pull side in 84 in the spring. I think Jim Fry impressed him with that. And that was news to me. I was always looking at Rhino as an opposite field, up the middle type line drive hitter. But he learned to pull the ball, and when he did, you know, he started hitting for power. So, like Goff, I would say your first most critical move is to keep your face on contact. Don't worry about results. If you're looking for results, you're not going to see contact.
I'll remember that Sunday. That was the first time someone ever had my name in the same sentence with Ryan Sandberg. Thank you for that. All right, let's keep
it. Miracles happen every day, so don't be afraid of it.
It would be a miracle. All right, Bobby, thank you. Appreciate it. Good talking to you, as always.
You bet. I hope we're talking for weeks to come.
Yeah, that would be nice. Go Cubs.